everybody. On this episode of Box Office Breakdown, life finds a way to the top of the box office again. That's right. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is number one. But you know who didn't find their way there? Uncle Drew. We'll talk about all that and more next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Box Office Breakdown here on Popcorn Talk. Of course, this is the show where we look back at the box office that was, and then we...
No.
Stay.
About the week that lie ahead. I'm Frank Marin.
I'm Carrie Lane.
I'm Amy Cassandra Martinez.
I'm Neil Plumley.
And, of course, making us look great and sound even better, Anthony in the booth.
What up, everybody? It's Anthony in the booth, and I just missaid my name. Anthony. My name's Anthony. Sorry.
What was it?
It's Tony.
Got
Tony.
It.
Tony.
Deal, Tony.
And, of course, folks, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And while you're there, give it a thumbs up. Or 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. However many thumbs you got. And feel free to hop in the live chat, share your thoughts. But if they're watching, even after we stream live, Carrie, what can they do?
Y'all can comment down below, and we can already see people in the chat.
Woo-hoo. That's what we like to see. Look at that. The people just itching to talk about hot movie box office news. So why don't we just jump right into it, right?
Let's leap in. Yeah. Let's 2 feet. Let's go for it.
There you go. All right. We're going to throw caution to
the
wind.
We're going to fall in.
Oh! Beautifully done. Carrie Lane with a delightful segue brings us to our number one film at the box office this week, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Woo!
From Universal, another $60 million. That's a 59.5% drop, though.
It's kind of what I was expecting, to be honest.
There's not a lot of glowing thoughts and reviews about this film.
I liked it. I forget if I had talked about it on here yet.
I didn't, because it was last weekend, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You liked it?
I did.
Carrie Lynn's on trial now. We will tell you why you're wrong.
Dun, dun.
Okay, I took to heart your thought where you're like, it's a placeholder film. So I'm like, all right, so maybe it won't be like neatly bookended. Some of it is definitely like crazy over the top, but it's freaking dinosaurs that are alive, guys. Come on. I did like that the director is more of a horror director and did The Orphanage, which is an awesome film.
That is a good one.
As well as a couple episodes of Penny Dreadful, and I did get that kind of vibe, which I thought was achieved pretty well. Especially at the house, like that was the more creepy part. I actually wanted more gore too, because the dinosaurs like go to kill somebody and then they cut away or look somewhere else. I'm like, but it's okay. That would probably keep you down at your PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
There, not to spoil it, but there's something at the end where like, well, this is how things are. I'm like, really? That's where my is it now? Because there's something that happens and they're like, that's the way of the world. But besides that, the rest of it I thought was just fun and action and crazy dinosaurs running around. So,
did you cry at all, or get teary-eyed, or did anything?
Frank,
I want to know.
Okay,
anything strong?
No, I did. Well, I did with the dinosaurs in the water because it reminded me of my dog who drowned. So, watching the like aminals that are little stubby legs in the water, I was like,
oh my gosh. Well, yeah.
But they were and animals too. Just you know, whatever they are, I'm like, oh. Sucks, like especially the one that's like
that
on the top.
There you go.
That one.
Moment.
That's
and
it's what
like,
I was.
Oh, and fall. But besides that, those are the only parts I cried.
So I mean, and I think that affects us as moviegoers, movie watchers. Like if it just you know pulls at your heartstrings, Frank is what I'm trying to say.
Frank doesn't feel anything though. So
that's right. I've been certified by medical professionals as dead inside.
Oh no!
It's just it's a true fun movie. Like definitely don't go in with like crazy expectations. And I mean, obviously,
even any expectations.
That's generally the best way to go, though.
That's right.
Yes.
There you go.
Have none. Yeah.
Again, you know, we talked about this briefly last week, too. There is just this last little twist kind of introduced in the last third of the film, maybe even a little bit later.
Oh, yeah.
With James Cromwell, and you're like, huh? Okay. And then that just never is talked about again.
That's weird.
Cool. Okay. Sounds great,
everybody.
You might
need to remind me, but I'm all we'll talk after.
There you go.
Well, there was a twist. So I was like.
It's just life found a way.
That's fine.
Carrie. Life found
a way.
Oh, yeah,
that's fine. Uh-huh. I thought that twist was interesting.
Mm. Okay.
But the dinosaurs.
dinosaurs. I'm on blue, you know.
Now, the director had talked about that. He was kind of disappointed with Universal's marketing because they felt like they spoiled some of the reveals in
yes.
the film.
Yes, oh my gosh,
on the
yes.
trailers as well as the commercials for the film. Especially if you watched it and you saw the shots in the commercial and the trailer with the T-Rex and the lion at a zoo.
So oh, like, mm-hmm.
He's like,
mm-hmm.
no, all right, thanks, guys. You kind of blew it. Do you agree? Do you feel like, oh, man, I that's the risk that you run if you're working in on a big franchise, that the marketing department may not agree with what you feel should be revealed to the public?
Well, the studio doesn't care about the film. They care about the money that the mm-hmm. film's going to make. So if they can do anything in their power to make it make more money, they'll do that. Generally, that is spoiling large things in the trailer to make people, in their way of thinking, make people want to go and see it. Generally, that just makes people angry, though.
Yeah. I think they could have done a happy medium. Their first trailer gave you nothing, and you're kind of confused. Like, I don't really know what this movie's about because I just did to the, like, explosion on the island. But that kind of made you curious, like, well, where are they going to go from that? And then the second one was like, here is the entire movie.
Yep.
So it's like, can we do a happy medium between those two? That would have been, like, tease it just what happens in the, you know, second half and give us the action at the beginning, and that would have been fine.
I mean, I'm one of those people, I just see the first original trailer, and then I don't see anything
else. Unless you're stuck in the movie theater, and then you're like, but that's about the only time where I'm like, no, I don't want to see it.
I don't know. I might have just blocked it. I'm like, yeah, no, it's the Jurassic mm-hmm. World Fallen Kingdom. Yeah, no, we know. So I just, I did not spoil anything at all. And then I don't watch the TV spots. I don't watch TV.
No.
You don't
and
do, trailer reactions?
Multiple, no, I only
no,
do
for
one.
For every TV spot?
Imagined? No. No, I shouldn't.
Oh,
I won't.
Amy's
I
thinking
won't,
about it.
Right?
She's
no.
thinking
no.
about
no,
it.
No, no, no.
I love
no,
it.
No.
Just, hey, this is Amy. This is a 6-second TV spot for Jurassic World that I'm going to watch right now. That's it.
That'd be fun.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do it.
I mean, who knows?
Oh,
no.
All right, get ready. It's
oh, it's
coming
an
next
Instagram
week.
Teaser. You can do that.
Instagram teaser?
As in, do a trailer reaction for a TV spot on your Instagram because it'd be a shorter video.
Oh, true.
Basically do what like the trailers do now where they do like a little mini commercial before the trailer.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, what? Why are we doing this? So you can do that with your little trailer reactions.
I will take all of this advice to heart and do what I see fit.
And just awesome. Ignore it. And
that's not what I said.
Rightly so, honestly.
Well, fine. She's going to cost herself dozens of followers.
Dozens. Thank you.
Dozens.
Yeah.
Dozens of Facebook likes.
That's right.
Oh.
Coming in number two, Incredibles 2.
Woo.
$45.5 million.
Woo. Was that last weekend as well? Oh, no. It was the weekend before. I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah,
saw that one.
That's the third week for that.
That's pretty good.
I liked it. I don't think I was like, I'm a little delayed. I would have talked about it last week because I missed the first weekend because it was sold out in my movie theater. I thought it was very fun and picks up where the other one left off, and Jack's awesome. There we go. In a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. Number three, one of the two films that were vying for our box office bet. This was not selected, though. That was Sicario, Day of the Soldado.
That was good.
A little over 19 million. Thank you.
Getting better every
Did anybody
time.
See that?
No.
I wanted to, and a lot of the screenings that I went in, like they only had like the front row open. So I was like,
not worth it.
No.
You can't do that.
Yeah. So, but I was impressed. I mean, it seemed to do pretty well. I felt like some people at were just kind of running like, is this going to be turning into a franchise? Especially given some of the criticism about like the last half of the film where they could feel the workings of like, let's make this into a franchise.
Mm.
But clearly, the people wanted to see this film. So maybe they were onto something.
I never saw the first one.
The first one's
Same.
Good. It's on sale on iTunes right now for $6.99.
Wow.
Not sponsored
by iTunes.
Not at all. Not
but
at
it
all.
Is good.
Okay.
It is good. It's one of those movies where it kind of tricks you into not knowing who the main character is.
Cool.
So that's fun.
Very true.
I actually rewatched the first Sicario over the weekend, and I just gotta say I love this. I love that film. I would say it's a masterpiece. I think Denis Villeneuve did something incredible with the border scene in that film. Mm-hmm. On how he was able to build the suspense leading to that scene is something that still sticks with me to today, and that's like one of my favorite parts of that movie. So if you ever do revisit it, Carrie, you keep your eye out for that border scene.
Okay.
Or keep two.
Oh, it's one of those, like, I'm familiar with that title. It's just on my long list of movies to get around to.
No, I understand. It wasn't really that exciting for me. when it was first coming out. Yeah. I think I caught it on like Amazon Prime or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, dang. Well, I remember a lot of people talking about it, and they're like, this is really good. You should see it. And I'm like, really? Is it? Okay, I'll watch it. And then, I saw it, and I was like, oh, dang. That was good. That was good.
I like that assessment.
I was like, hey, people at home, I was like, oh, dang. That was good.
Coming in number four, and I'm excited to talk about this film. This was a subject of last week's box office bet. Needless to say, I may have been a little worried going into this.
A little?
cut to let's show a scene from last week where I'm freaking out. Now we're back.
You could just recreate it.
That's right. Yep.
I think you filed about a quarter inch off your back molars from grinding your teeth so much.
That's right. Oh. So I was worried. So trust me, I was checking out Box Office Mojo first thing Saturday, seeing what the deal was with this.
I bet you're also looking at like tracking.
That's right.
You
were on your tracking site till Monday morning, weren't you?
There you go. I just like, gotta make sure. Like, gotta make
is
sure.
Is it like, what's everyone predicting? What's it gonna be?
This was Uncle Drew. This came out from Lionsgate. I will say, Neil's going to give us the exact totals and announce the winner.
The entire totals.
In just a moment. But I will just say that we all bet low, because this came in at $15.5 million. Mm-hmm. But let's go over to Neil at the box office bet desk to find out more details.
Thanks, Frank. I'm here at the box office results desk. Here I have the numbers from this past weekend. Our prognosticator of prognosticators is also the person
there
who doesn't have...
Yay!
Who has less teeth this week than he did at the beginning of the last week's show. His name is Frank Moran. Yay! He bet $10.5 million. Prognosticator of prognosticators.
Woo, with that really confident 10.5.
Thanks, Tony. In second place was myself, $8.7 million. Third Yay! Place came Tony, be Tony underscore in the booth, with $8 million. And our bet loser this week, I'm so sorry, Amy, was Amy Cassandra, MTZ, to my right, came
Nailed
left,
it.
With $7 million.
On the sound
That's
effects.
Less than half.
Thank you for
now,
the math.
Let's give it up for Amy Cassandra. She knew going in that she was going to lose this baby after my prescient tweet early on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Saying like, yes, I'm resting easy this weekend. But Amy Cassandra came back with a little tweet showing a little ticket stub.
Yep.
Yeah. Lay it on us.
Yeah. You tweeted that and I was like, crap. So my heart sank and, you know, I had to do what I had to do. There were so many things leading up to the point where I started watching the movie that went wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so not even that big of a deal outside of the movie theater, like trying to get food because I was really hungry. And then, oh, no, places are closed, but you need to make sure you get the ticket. There was a longer line than usual late on a Saturday night. And I was like, these people are all watching Uncle Drew. Oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to see it, like, in a comfortable kind of manner. No, it was fine, though. They were watching Incredibles and Jurassic World.
Of course.
It was fine, guys.
Of course they were.
Of course. So then I got there. The movie was supposed to start at 10:50. Walk in at 10:40. The girl was cleaning up the movie theater, and I was like, oh, okay, no worries. And then there was like two, maybe seven other people waiting around. 10:50 p.m. Saturday night, and then it was like 10:45. I'm like, if we have to start this movie late, what? Why? It's not even worth it. Like, it's fine, girl. Like, don't. There weren't even that many of us there. Okay, so then we get there.
Well, paint the picture. These people, is it more of like a date movie? Or, like, who's hanging out, checking out Uncle Drew at 10:50 on Saturday night?
What are the demos? What
there
are the
were
demos?
Three couples, I would say. And one of them was just, like, making out. And I'm like, thank
yes!
you. Right next to the candy, like, the one where you put the coins in. And I'm like, that's gross. Like, why do people want those? And they're just like,
you get candy
right next
in a
to
show.
It.
That's great.
Give Uncle Drew would be proud.
You know. But the question is, do they keep making out during the movie?
I don't know. They don't sit, like, in my point of view. But, yeah, so, and then an older man, and then some two, like, teenagers, and another couple, like, oh, this one guy that showed up by himself with a pizza and a popcorn, and he was just like, all right. And
with so, a pizza?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if we have a pizza available at the movie theater. I mean, I haven't looked at their menu.
I don't think anybody could, like, ask him to throw away the pizza. The tenacity of him bringing a pizza to a theater would just be, like, respect.
He just rolls up, and he's like, I have this pizza. And they're like, Okay. It's 11:50.
You just bribed them with a slice.
Yeah, probably. Cool,
although no, it was full. Like he said. Well, here's the thing. So then the lady hadn't come out yet, and I was like, okay, so we'll wait. He just decided to go in. I'm like, oh, what makes you super special that like makes you think you can just sit
all
down?
These other people?
So
yeah.
he went in with his pizza, popcorn, sat down, and then the lady came out. I was like, thank you guys so much for waiting. No, no, it's fine. It was like 10:48, and I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So sit down. And then it's, like, really awkwardly quiet, except that you hear everyone's rappers and, like, them chewing and eating everything. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a nightmare. And then the whole, like, Regal's, like, turn off your phone thing comes on. And then it's stuck on that.
I saw your post on that.
And I was like, seriously, please, let's just do this. Why is this happening?
It's prolonging your punishment.
Prolonging. So then it got stuck for a while. Like, it was a while, a few minutes. And then someone went and told the manager, and they're like, oh, okay, there's no projectionists anymore. It's on a timer thing. Okay. So then they get it set up, and then it starts, no audio. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't need to hear it.
Wait, like the trailers or even the movie
trailers.
Itself?
We skip the trailers, and I love trailers.
What? I love trailers. I do. Yeah. I'd be mad about that, to be honest.
Exactly. And I was like, okay, all right. No trailers. I'm going to move past that. I mean, it gets you, like, ramped up, you know,
for sets the mood.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, at least I'm going to see hopefully some good trailers if it's not a good movie. No trailers. Movie started. I see David Robinson's face, though. Woo! Go Spurs. And, again, no audio. And then, like, maybe 2 minutes in, there was audio. It started happening. Wow. And I was like, why? Okay. Things I liked. Basketball. Because San Antonio Spurs. Hello. There was David Robinson, like an image of him, not actually him. George Gervin, same thing. Like the music here and there.
Yes.
There was a dance sequence. There was a dance sequence, and I was like, oh, okay. That was it.
I like that sound reaction there.
That was it.
In the chat, we got John Paul Roman says, Uncle Drew is the kind of movie where normal protocol movie going are not... protocols of movie going are not present. People laying on seats, talking and texting.
You know, people were actually, they were having a good time. They were paying attention, but no one was like, again, like close to me enough. Like no strangers were close to me. But people were having fun. I'm like, well, okay.
Did they laugh? And then you're sitting there going,
yes, they laughed. And I was like, no, that's not funny. But whatever, let's just move on. And
I would love for you to say that out loud in the theater. To really admonish those other people.
No, you guys, it's not funny.
You deserve more.
Ask more of your filmmakers.
Yes. Well, and the thing is, that, like I said, the basketball parts were so cool. And the way that they were shooting those were, it was nice. But the whole idea of, like, the way that basketball is, like, it's so important in a lot of our lives. Like, growing up as a Spurs fan, it's, like, it's a way of life. So that really helped the situation. So I think people that are fans of basketball would probably enjoy it, but the hair, the makeup, their old people voices.
Lay it on me. How was Shaquille O'Neal?
I was just about to ask. I'm super eager to know how Shaquille O'Neal did.
There wasn't
aged him about a month.
What? No. Oh my God. His hair. He looked like Wolverine. It was
Wolverine?
So, Wolverine. Okay. Like Wolverine.
I do not
like,
want to know what a Wolverine is.
Oh.
Skip that.
So he wasn't in it as much as you'd think. And they just went super cheesy with him in some parts. I'm like, please, no, no. And just more than anything, I just wanted the movie to just be over as soon as possible.
Did he have an icy hot pack on him?
Did he reference Kazam at all?
They did. Yeah. I heard about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. like, I've never not wanted to see a movie as much as I went in. But
you're a real trooper, though.
God, guys, it was hard.
Mad props.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Spurs for opening my eyes up to basketball. It would have been way harder had I not loved basketball. But guys.
Oh, man, that's exciting. Burned. That's great. Just your description, I still feel like I would have liked that movie better than Boo 2.
I don't know, though, because I've seen Madea movies, and I like those.
Oof,
okay. And there's not that much Tiffany Haddish in this, and what I didn't like what they did with her.
Guys, I don't know if this is confirmed, but Yusuf Farrell says Uncle Drew got an A cinema score.
Shut up.
I hope that's true.
And that's why I don't trust cinema score.
I hope that's true so much.
Yeah. Hashtag they gave Hereditary a D minus.
So I trust cinema score when opposite. It agrees with me.
Semi-rewind to when you were saying the people make out before it. Definitely it's one of those, like, you're in your own space in a movie. You can kind of do whatever. But if you're disrupting other people, it's really annoying. So during Hereditary, which also affected my viewing of it, the couple next to me was all, like, super touchy-feely. I'm like, what about this movie turns you two on? Like, the guy's next to me, and then the girl's one seat away. And, so, you know, like, so it's guy and then his girl. And she's, like, rubbing his chest, and it was super loud.
What?
Like, a lot. So to the point, I was actually plugging my ear to not have to hear their noise and be like... And I didn't want to be like, dude, stop it. But it was constant. It was so bad. So, guys, respect your fellow neighbors at the movie theater, and please do not be, like, disruptive. Like, even talking out, mind it when somebody says, like, one little line.
Don't. Or even, like, heavy breathing.
Stop.
Oh. Have you ever... Stop. Oh, my God.
Because I did have somebody, though, like... During the Mission Impossible trailer, like, their excitement was awesome. Like, the guy, totally different couple, the guy tells the girl, like, that looks awesome. Like, he was so excited. I'm like, all right, that's actually kind of cool. But generally, please keep whatever you're doing within your little bubble of quietness, please. But anyways, thank you. Your public service announcement.
Whatever.
And rounding out our top five, Ocean's 8 from Warner Brothers, another little over $8 million.
Holding in there.
There you
that's
go.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll probably see an Ocean's 9.
I'm sure we will.
Hooray? Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll see. Heck,
my standards now, I appreciate movies, like, so much more.
It can't be that bad.
What people are like, that's the worst movie ever. Yeah. And you're like, no, there's worse out there.
Yeah. Beneath Loch Ness. That's my worst movie I've ever seen. I know that there's probably worse movies out there, like Birdemic and, you know, stuff like that. But I rented Beneath Loch Ness from a Blockbuster in, like, 2006, and I watched it with my family, and I'm like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. And it sucked, because at the time, it was just like, that was a huge waste of time and money. Because you have to go to the store, you have to rent it, you pay money, you come back, you watch it, and you're like, now we have to return it, or we have to own it.
Yes. I Blockbuster, I remember those people coming in, like, a month later, and they're like, I hated this movie, and now I own it. I'm like, well, why didn't you bring it back sooner? Yeah.
Hated that much. They're like, I don't even want to look at you.
I had somebody be like, you had to pay it? No joke. Snapped it in half right in front of me. Was like, I'm like, well, you own it. Charge your card already. And he was like, snap. And those pieces fly everywhere. Yep. So safety tip too, if you're going to break a DVD.
What movie was it?
I don't remember. I wish I did. That would be kind of funny.
If you're in that position, you may as well just at least get some sense of satisfaction. Like,
yes.
Yes. All right.
They did.
I wanted to do a little tangent. Because, of course, you know, we're speaking of the not sponsored by things that we do. We often joke about not being sponsored by MoviePass, but some of us do have MoviePass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
AMC came out this past week with its competitive boot to that, which is called the A-List, which the idea is that you could see three films a week, which, according to MoviePass, they've kind of retooled it where any new members would be kind of into that same kind of parameter as well. But given what you've read about A-List and what you know about MoviePass, does either seem more appealing? Are you fine with MoviePass? Do you think A-List is kind of going to give it a run for its money?
Only thing with A-List that makes it different is you can get the upgraded, like, experience included because you're paying more.
What's
but you
upgraded?
Get IMAX. Like, you get IMAX included.
It's
in
like
3D.
IMAX,
oh, yeah,
XD,
yeah, yeah.
3D.
So, like, MoviePass,
movie
you don't get that.
At AMC.
I mean, it depends what you live nearby. I don't have a AMC or by me at all, so that'd be useless.
Right, exactly. So MoviePass, you can go to pretty much any theater, 98% of theaters nationwide.
Yep.
But you can only see, at the base price that you pay, you can only see 2D movies. And now you can only see 2D movies at the base price probably on their second weekend if they're like a big blockbuster.
If they're going to
because
push
they
that.
Just updated their rules where they can do peak pricing on movies that are popular. Usually that's going to be the first weekend they come out.
Mm-hmm.
It is important to note that if you are a yearly subscriber to MoviePass... that doesn't affect you.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't affect you in a way where you won't be able to see that movie.
Right.
Like, you don't have an option to see it if they scale it up.
Interesting.
I think I missed that, because they had a thing going around. They're like, be yearly, and then they didn't push it again. It's like, damn, damn it.
Yeah.
I feel like I will wait to see what other people do and their experiences. They'll be like guinea pigs, and mm-hmm. I'll wait and see what it's like for them. I don't know.
I have that got movie pass.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm actually tempted to do that. Yes, I'm already a Stubbs member.
Do it so then we'll know.
Stubbs used to be a good program, and then they're like, and changed it all. Like, yeah. That one was one where you paid, but you actually got better rewards, and then they scaled all that back. Or Universal's had it where, at Universal Studios, they have the theater right there, that if you paid for parking, your ticket was free or something like that. They've done that as well. Oh. Well, like,
well, it's
a long
time ago.
Well, Regal... Like, Regal's different.
Regal's points are awesome.
Yeah.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, because if you get enough, then you get free tickets and popcorn. And
Yep.
So you just do your movie pass and Regal? That's what I do.
Yeah.
The one thing I've tried it with AMC Stubbs, which is pretty cool, and I don't know if Regal does this, is where you can order your food ahead of time and then it's waiting for you, which is cool.
No. That's cool.
Yeah. So I tried that out with some popcorn. You just get there and it's just sitting there waiting for you.
But then how long is it sitting?
Well, you tell them what your time is.
Well, it's going to be sitting there anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's all the same.
It's just all in the... Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I've never done something where I've ordered it days ahead of time. I've only done it like that, like an hour away from the movie. I'll get my ticket and then just, you know, queue up my food and be ready to
get
there. So you just walk right in, your name's there, boom, and you can just take off. Which, because I feel like the AMC Stubbs line to get food is always slower than the regular line. There's only usually one person working, and they've got like four other registers for everybody else. And you're like, man, this is taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So I'll try that AMC A-list. I'm looking forward to it.
I feel like you should vlog it.
Great. Yep. I'll do
on your Instagram.
I'll do a reaction video of me actually buying.
Oh yeah.
Do it.
I'm gonna click. I agree. Oh man. Okay, that's it. There you go. Watch me next week.
There you go. You've said it on here now, so it's gonna happen.
It has to. Oh. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Etched in stone.
That hot reaction videos that you come to expect from me.
Yep.
Ooh. Hey, would you mind if I go on a quick tangent that has nothing to do with what we've been talking about?
Do it.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, over to the tangent desk with Neil Plumley.
I'm going to tell you guys a really funny story. This one time in high school, Spider-Man 3 was coming out. I think I was a senior. And I was... what I did up until this point was, since I went and saw every movie, my classmates would be like, hey, can you like just go on Fandango and get me a ticket too if I like give you money for it? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so that would happen like, you know, for like X2 and Spider-Man 2 and all that stuff. And then Spider-Man 3 is coming out, and it's not just my friend circle of people who are approaching me. It's like... you know, the popular kids, you know, like the cheerleaders, you know, like sports jocks. And they're coming up to me like, hey, how much is a ticket to Spider-Man 3? Is there more of those? I'm like, I don't know, dude. I haven't like gone there. I haven't checked
it
out.
You're like a movie theater bookie.
Yeah, right? So people, cool. So I kept a list because I had to start keeping a list of like who got a ticket and if they paid me or not. And then people would just come up to me and like this one popular girl would come up to me and she's like, hey, can I give you like $15 and you just like get me a ticket for Spider-Man 3 with everyone? I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. No problem.
Can they not use Fandango?
I don't know. I don't think they knew about it. But the thing was, is that I didn't have like, I had like a bank card, I think, but I didn't have like a credit card. So what would happen is I would just like go to my mom and be like, hey mom, here's $30. Can you like buy me three tickets? She'd be like, yeah, sure. I'll put it in my credit card. But this was 60 people. And movie tickets were $10 a piece. So it's $600. And it was in the state of Delaware, so there's no sales tax, thank God. So it was straight up $600 that I just had in cash. And I'm like, and I realized one day, I'm like, I can't give this to my mom. I can't give this to my mom and expect her to be like, yeah, let me just put $600 in my credit card. And I'll just put this into my bank at some point and then just pay it off. That's not going to happen. So I'm like, shit. And so it was like 3 days before the movie came out. I think it was like, it was on a Tuesday. 3 days before the movie came out. And I'm like, I have all this money. People are counting me for all these tickets. I can't put it in an electronic system to pay for it online at home.
You went to the movie theater?
So
and you're
I
like...
drove to the movie theater. Oh. I drove right to the movie theater after school, and I walked. There's nobody there. It was a Tuesday evening. It was like Tuesday at like 5 o'clock. And I roll up with $600 in cash, and I'm like, I need 60 tickets for Spider-Man 3 at midnight on Thursday. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I need 60 tickets for Spider-Man 3 on Thursday at midnight. And they're like, okay. And so then it was just like them counting the money. They had a manager come over. He's counting it all. They had one person count it, then they had another person count it. They're like, okay, it's all here. And they just printed out 60 tickets. And it all just came out. And then they sort of just like try to fold it up. And it was like this big wad. And they put a rubber band around it for me. And I'm like, thanks. And then just left.
Oh my gosh.
And that was the coolest thing I've ever done in a movie theater.
That's pretty amazing.
It was Regal. So that's what made me think of it. We were talking about Regal Award points. I used my Regal Award points, and I got like 5 free popcorns and like 3 free movie tickets, and it was insane.
Was that before they put caps on it too?
I would think so. Yeah, probably.
Because now, like, you can only get so many points per day. So, like,
that's
if you
of
went,
Neil.
That's how it started.
That's right. Yeah.
People like me beat a boogie. I also made about like $20, I think, because some people would be like. I'd be like, yeah, there's a service fee because it's Fandango. So I'm like, yeah, there's like a $2 service fee. So
but then you went and there was
they
wasn't...
kicked me another $2. And so then I like ran over there and I'm like, oh, wait, I have like all this extra money. Okay. Just kept it.
That's amazing.
That's an amazing
But then
story.
I act like a baller because then I'd be like, hey, if anyone wants popcorn, here's like a free, like on the night. I'm like, hey, here's a free thing for popcorn. Hey, go enjoy yourselves. And they're like, wow, this is so cool.
Don't worry, so you were the cool kid.
Yeah, I was like, frah, frah, frah.
Did you ever do it again or was that just a one and done deal?
No, everyone hated that movie, so they didn't want to come to me anymore.
Wow.
We had two entire, it was like a big, big theater.
Yeah.
We had two whole rows filled with people.
Wait, a row is 30? Okay, that's kind of a big theater.
It was huge. With two entire rows of people.
Well, yeah, you said like 60 tickets. Well, 30
midnight,
per row. 3 days before.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great times.
Crazy.
Wow. Speaking of films seen in the theater, I did see Hotel Transylvania 3, everybody.
Oh.
And?
Got 3 weeks early, guys.
That wasn't even on my radar.
Lucky you.
Look at me. Oh, no, I paid for this one. Oh, boy. So.
With your time or with your money?
With money and time.
Oh, no.
It's fine. If you like the franchise, I'm sure you'll like this one.
Do you like either the first or second?
They're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not terrible, but they're also just fine. Not like, oh,
well,
my
hey,
gosh.
That's something. They're not terrible.
That's true.
That's something.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually,
cool.
Yeah, good point. Coming from Frank Moran, if it's not terrible,
it's
run
good.
To go see it.
No, it's, I mean, not terrible is like here, and terrible is right here. So it's just a step up.
That's all it takes.
You
no,
go.
You said fine. So
that's fine.
With a shrug for those listening. You
there you go. I shrugged
lot.
On that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't rush. You know, don't even walk. Really, just let it come to you. That's fine.
Zombie walk.
That's right. But it does set up if they want to do a Hotel Transylvania 4. You can see where it's going.
Hmm.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's right. Get ready, folks. So
I really want to see a Hotel Transylvania 4 before we see a Toy Story 4. That would be hilarious.
I feel like that could be a cute show, though. Like Hotel Transylvania is just some like I don't know what channel, but
and it is
Disney XD.
Okay.
That's right.
Mm. There we go. See, I knew it would be.
Wow, you're like retroactively like a television producer.
Yeah,
so,
put
yeah.
on the credits.
Yeah.
It just came out, I think, the tail end of last year is when it started coming out.
Wow.
Because it's like you have this family that it makes sense that that could be a regular show.
Very true.
It's like the Munsters for kids.
So, ladies and gentlemen here, as we're getting ready to go, we've got, of course, some films vying for your box office bet for next week.
Oh, wow.
We'll do two. One's coming out on Wednesday. The other one's coming out on Friday. On Wednesday, we've got The First Purge. Fourth movie in the series, but a prequel to all the existing ones so far to show you how The Purge came to be.
And it's just like Star Wars.
That's true. There's lightsabers in this
one. It's the exact same thing.
And midichlorians. That's what you need. If you want to do The Purge, you got to be just loaded to the gills with midichlorians.
And politics. There's a lot of politics.
There's a trade embargo.
There actually is a lot of politics in
there
this
is.
One.
I was going to say.
Well, in The Purge, I'm like, that's the whole point. That's in the trailer. They're like,
right. But
politics
no, like,
and
but
human
this
nature.
One, this one like brings it like home. It's almost like a social commentary on like what
yes.
could happen today,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
Which also is Handmaid's Tale. But
also Handmaid's Tale. Not sponsored by Hulu.
And the other film comes out on Friday, Ant-Man and the Wasp from Disney.
Ooh.
Yes, Amy Cassandra Martinez.
I've already seen it.
Yay, look at you.
What'd you say?
I've already seen it.
Okay.
Can you say anything?
I can.
Or no?
I can, actually.
It seems like you'd be getting good word of mouth.
Yes. I like it more than the first one.
Cool.
Stay, obviously, throughout the whole
sure.
movie
sure.
at
yeah.
the end.
Sure.
Or,
yes.
sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun. It's different. Everyone does a really good job.
Cool. No doubt.
We're having a lot of rewinds on this episode, but did anybody say all the way through the Fallen Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom credits?
I'm not sure. That's a blur now.
There is something at the end, so if you stay, it's really short, and if you miss it, it's not really a big deal, but it was kind of cool that it was there.
I think so. We'll talk afterwards. Yeah. I can't remember if I did or not.
Yep.
Those are the two films vying for your box office bet, so start chiming away in the chat about which one of those films you'd like us to do. But in the meantime, we'll do a little box office rewind about somebody that is in one of these upcoming films. And for that, decided to go to the one, the only, Paul Rudd.
I love Paul Rudd so much.
Do you love him?
Let me tell you, Frank. I'm rewatching the television sitcom Friends right now. And it gets to the part where, like, the bad storylines are coming out, like Joey being in love with Rachel and blah, blah, blah. But then as I'm sort of troubling myself through this, I'm like, I just need, like, a few more episodes. And then Mike shows up. And then Paul Rudd's there. And that will just make it so much more worth it because he's hilarious. I love
so
Paul Rudd.
So
we're going to do, because we do have one kind of franchise banked in here. So I thought we'll end up doing, a top seven for Paul Rudd. Try to get away from just all the franchise ones, but can't help it with these two that we got coming up. But coming in at number seven, I Love You Man, from Paramount, coming out back in 2009, 17.8. That was fine.
I remember liking
it.
That and Jason Segel.
I like that movie.
Number six, Role Models from Universal, back in 2008.
Didn't like it quite so much.
I think I like that better than I Love You Man.
Oh. Which one was Role Models?
Because it was Sean William Scott, where they're doing that LARPing stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I saw that one. Hmm. Which is funny, because I'm like,
they sell, like, an energy drink, and then they get, like, arrested, and then they'd be,
maybe I did. I'm like, wait.
Did they get arrested? I forget.
Yeah.
But they have to, like, be someone's, like, big, like, being, like, the Big Brother program or something.
And they do LARPing at the end.
Yes.
There you go.
It's all right.
All right. Yeah. There you go. That's, that's a high praise from Carrie Lane.
Right. Well, with some comedies.
That's true. That's very true. Speaking of, the next one is another comedy as well. Number five, The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I did like that one. That one was very funny.
Back from 2005, $21.4 million.
That was pretty funny, and Paul Rudd was funny in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was when he wasn't as big.
Yeah.
That was pre-current Paul Rudd status. It was fun.
No, I mean, he'd already been in Halloween 7.
That's not big, though.
Come on. He kicked Michael Myers' butt in that movie.
Well, yeah. I guess so.
Also
Halloween 7. Okay. So.
Hey, hold on there. I think he even got did he get an introducing Paul?
Oh, he was introducing.
Really?
But he was in Clueless.
I can't remember.
Did they forget about him so much that they introduced him in another movie?
That's true.
I'm like,
maybe.
As if, guys.
Number four, Dinner for Schmucks, back from Paramount in 2010, $23.5 million.
Never actually saw it.
I don't think I saw that one.
That's what that is. Him and Steve Carell.
It's kind of
another one.
All right. It's like one of those, everybody holds a dinner, and the idea is that you bring the biggest loser, and then they all compete to see who brought the biggest loser as their dining guest.
It's very cringeworthy.
Yeah. It looks kind of cringy.
If you like to cringe every scene, you should watch that movie.
Thank you for that assessment.
Super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, really sadly uncomfortable.
Aw.
There you go.
It's that movie.
Yeah, sorry to deal with that, man.
Stop talking it up so much.
It's fantastic. You should watch it.
Number three, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. Back in 2013, $26.2 million.
Hashtag boo.
All right.
Didn't see it.
Did you say number three?
Two.
Okay, I was about to lose it.
That's right. That came in position number three. And number two was Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Hashtag
woo. I like that one.
No.
It was nice.
$28.4 million.
I like it because it came really out of left field with the type of humor that it had. And it sort of, I think it sort of like changed a little bit of the direction that like ridiculous comedies were going in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when I saw it in theaters, that's like the hardest I've ever laughed at a movie, like in a theater. And then I recommend it to my girlfriend and her parents, and they're very conservative.
Oh.
And it was at the time when I was like, it's a little rough, but I think it'll be okay. But they only promoted the unrated version, and they only like rented the unrated version, and they only sold the unrated version. So then she left me a very angry voicemail.
Nice.
And I was like, I really don't remember being that bad. I remember being kind of bad, but I told you that. And then she's like, I'm sorry, it was unrated. I yelled at you for no reason. I'm like, well, I'm definitely abdicated now.
I remember being really sucked into the little video they put together for Afternoon Delight. I would keep watching that movie, that video incessantly. And coming in at number one, Knocked Up from Universal, 2007, 30.6.
Nope.
Knocked Up was actually one of the first movies that I saw that was like super... Well, it was with Seth Rogen, correct? Yeah.
Yep.
So like one of the first movies I saw with Seth Rogen where I was like, all right, okay. Because before that I was like, you're a freaking weird dude. But yeah. It didn't take that much though. I mean, anything that was slightly better than Not That Bad helped his cause.
Yeah, just I'm not a fan of Katherine Heigl, and so just makes it a tough watch.
I like the, what was the romantic comedy she did with?
Ugly Truth, Gerard Butler.
I like that one, though.
That was cute.
But see, he's an even match for her that it was more entertaining because she really liked him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I liked her in 27 Dresses. But if you don't like...
That was cute.
Yeah, if you don't like her, then... I mean, she's in it.
Making a face.
Mm. There you go. Mm. Yeah, I feel like that was like the one where Judd Apatow kind of started doing that... comedy, but also those serious moments too sprinkled in.
Yeah, like exactly. Funny people and stuff.
That's sort of like a life is funny sort of a motif.
Yeah,
he carried there. Funny People had an extra act that could have just been cut. It was really funny and like, oh, that's the end. Okay, cool. And then just kept going and then it got weird. And I'm like, oh, okay, 4 acts. That's a weird structure, Judd. Okay.
Also, I know this wasn't on the list, but for rom com fans, The Object of My Affection, Paul Rudd is amazing in it. So
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
What? Really?
Yeah, let's talk about how we've never heard of that.
You've never
heard of Clueless.
What?
Clueless.
Well, Clueless. Oh, Clueless. Clueless too, but you've heard of it. But yeah, no, Object of My Affections with Jennifer Aniston, and he plays a gay man. And they end up like, she ends up kind of, I'll tell you. She ends up kind of falling for him, but that he's super...
What? Spoil what? The movie,
oh
Amy.
My God, it's a rom-com, and she falls in love with him. Yeah. But it's so sweet, and he does such a good job. This was a movie from, like, the 90s. I don't remember what year exactly, but he's so sweet. And I think that was the first time I ever saw Paul Rudd on screen. I was like, he's adorable. So definitely watch it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Oh.
Yeah, great. Let's do it. I keep seeing that. I never did see the one with him and Amy Poehler, directed by...
They came together.
State. Yes.
Oh.
That's a good one.
I didn't even want to watch that one just by the title. Like,
it's
really,
so good.
It's just it's so like, boom. They just went for it. But I'll give it a try. Because I love Amy Poehler.
What's wrong with the title?
It's a whole meta commentary on romantic comedy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, I know. Ha.
What's wrong with the title, Amy?
Yeah, what's wrong with the title?
Really, guys? Really? We're doing this? I'm not.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Right. So
wait,
anyway.
They literally
so that
came
was...
together. Like they go multiple places together.
Yeah. Sure, Jan.
Yeah, that sounds sure.
It's Anthony. It's anyway. Anthony in the booth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to do our box office predictions, our box office bet there. But as we're waiting for your last few votes on either The First Purge or Ant-Man and the Wasp, we'll do our top five for next week. Of course, The First Purge opening up on 3,000 screens, Ant-Man and the Wasp on 4,100. Ant-Man and the Wasp Ant-Man made $57.2 million back in 2015, and the Purge films have made $34, $29, and $31 million, respectively.
Kind of up and down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, given that, what do we see as number one for
Ant-Man
next week?
Ant-Man and Wasp.
Definitely Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Purge is more of a better Halloween movie.
Do you see that coming in at number, 34? Let's see. I mean, if
Jurassic World drops... Another 50%+.
Do you think it tops? It's
could be number two.
Was it 31 million was what the last film made. Do you think it'll top that? Given the climate that we're in right now,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I think general interest might be low, but maybe you got a point there with
curiosity,
like political climate.
Yes,
when it's
curiosity.
Like,
well, also the fact that it's like the first one, so it's kind of interesting to be like, oh, okay. Well, for the people that have never watched it. That sounds interesting to me to be like, oh, well, how did it start? And
sure. Well, it's also on a holiday. So if people.
Holiday weekend.
Yeah. Well.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Holiday midweek.
That's right.
Woo! Wednesday.
But it does seem weird because I even remember from last, last couple, the last film, I remember the marketing being so much close, like the image of the woman dressed up like the Statue of Liberty with her eyes X'd out. Ooh. But I feel like up to now, I really haven't seen, I feel like I haven't been as inundated by the first Purge marketing stuff.
I agree.
Have you guys been seeing a lot of stuff?
Just the trailers where it's the person at the end of like, we thank you.
I've seen the trailer about like 3 times now in theaters. Not gonna lie, it does pique my interest, but not sure if I actually go watch them.
Yeah,
really?
Go watch it. Yeah,
but you need to for your horror movie.
I know, right,
show.
Man?
There are some shows, some movies I just don't do.
All right, cool. That's not our assignment for the week.
That's right.
Woohoo! we got Patrick Glanville in the chat says Ant-Man, Incredibles, Jurassic, Purge. You need one more. Top 5. Ken Jack says Ant-Man and Wasp, Jurassic World, Incredibles, First Purge, and then Sicario.
All right. I'm this First Purge, I might still put that down at number 3.
Okay.
I could see Incredibles 2 holding out over Jurassic World. Maybe having...
Well, Paul Jones is close to that. Paul Jones in the chat says Ant-Man and Wasp, Jurassic World, Incredibles, First Purge, and then Sicario.
I'll go with Ant-Man and the Wasp, Incredibles, First Purge, Jurassic World, and Sicario.
Wow, it's dropping that much, huh?
Maybe. I mean, it's already dropped like almost 60%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it could drop down again. I feel like Incredibles might be a slower burn than Jurassic World.
I think I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah, but we have a new superhero movie coming out.
That's true, too.
I wonder if, like...
everyone's going to want to see because it follows up with Infinity War.
Yes. Well, and even kids, I would say. It's like, it's not like baby-ish.
Yeah.
More family-ish than...
More family-ish than
Deadpool.
Other Marvel movies.
Yeah.
It's probably the most comedic non-Deadpool Marvel movie.
Very true.
The Ant-Man series.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm close to yours, but I think I'll go with Ant-Man and Wasp, Jurassic World, Incredibles, Purge, and Sicario.
Oh, interesting. Neil or Amy, any thoughts?
A&W, root beer, Jurassic World, Incredibles, Purge. No, wait, Jurassic World, Purge, Incredibles. Sicario.
Ooh, intriguing.
That.
All right. Like that. All right, let's take a look into the chat real quick and see what our totals are for the box office bet. Will it be the first Purge or will it be,
if you're
really cool, Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Zayas coming in on 145 for Ant-Man.
Ooh.
That seems ambitious. I don't think it's outlandish, but I didn't really think it would go up that
high. Yay!
I bet it'll do over 100 million, but not as much. Not that much.
All right. Ken Jack comes in, says Ant-Man and the Wasp.
All right.
Won the bet.
Right.
And we all said number 1.
It looks delightful.
It looks fun.
Who doesn't want to see a little something delightful? All right. So again, on 4,100 screens from Disney, Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, making her long-delayed but much-anticipated debut as the Wasp. Taking some butt, taking some name, plus Michelle Pfeiffer. How can you go wrong?
Yeah.
And of course, the box office bet, folks. This is where we're going to bet on what the opening box office totals will be. The winner gets to be the prognosticator or prognosticators. The loser will suffer the same fate as Amy Cassandra Martinez did.
No, not really, though. It's Ant-Man and the Wasp. Just want to say that.
Not the same fate.
Not the
whatsoever.
Same but thank you.
There you go.
Oh, all you've right. seen it, so you can bet like last week.
I'll say, just go crazy.
It won't matter.
Ken Jack says 100. Paul Jones says 115. Somebody else was above that said close to around 100.
That's not a number.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody locked in?
Locked in.
Anthony, you locked in, sir?
Locked.
Currently turning the key and I am locked in.
Beautiful. Anthony, what do you got, sir?
Okay. This number just came to me. It's going to be 110 million.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay.
You guys came together. Great, Anthony.
Yusuf says 92. Star Drew says 145. Patrick says 75.
Neil came together with Tony and did 120.
Oh!
All right. Okay. I said 113.
Ooh.
Ooh, I went really, really low. I said 82.
Oh,
me too.
I went, as I said, 105.
Wow. Okay, I'm in the middle.
So look at that.
Either way, it's a good movie.
Yeah,
it is.
Nano says 89. Oh, yeah, no, that's one I'm like, I definitely want to see regardless.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this movie since before I saw Infinity War, and I was looking forward to it more after I saw Infinity War. Oh. I'm so excited for this movie. I love the first Ant-Man.
It was so fun.
I love it. I mean, it's a little rudimentary with its villain and everything, but they're just starting out, and it was fun. The physics are amazing. The comedy was great. Michael Peña coming out and surprising
fantastic.
All of us with some of the most funny shit. Loved it.
And it only just gets better.
That's what it looks like.
It's just
I saw
a
the
nice...
trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
It's a great
nice.
Change of tone for a comic book movie, too. Yeah. It's like, comic book fun.
I feel like he's always been a really great actor, too. Yeah. And a funny actor, too. Yeah. It's just like he never got that big break, really.
What about Chips, everybody?
What was that?
Chips? Come on now.
Oh,
Dax Shepard?
End of Watch was much better. I really enjoyed that one.
I can't believe you came to us, you know? we robbed you. Do you remember? That was us.
Yes.
That was funny in the trailer, yes.
It gets me every time.
And we got some of that de-aging technique now with Michelle Pfeiffer as well. So it'll be cool.
Yeah.
She still looks great.
The old youth
serum. She looks amazing.
That's right.
She's fantastic.
The scenes of Michael Douglas from the first one are just so awesome to watch. He looks so cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. But you know what? We like this so much, we're going to do it again next week. What do you say?
I think so.
Let me check my count. I think I'm going to
do it. I should be done.
Is it 9?
Yeah, I'll be ready.
Yeah, 9. Yeah, you guys good?
I should be okay.
All right, I think we're going to do it again. Anthony, you're cool, yeah?
Okay, yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
This is great.
Just kidding. We'll do it again.
All right, well, way to be committal, Anthony. But as always, folks, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give it a thumbs up while you're there, or several, as many as you can fit. And thanks, everybody, for hopping in the chat. But you know what? If you're watching after this is streamed live, Carrie, what can they do?
Y'all can comment down below.
Anything you'd like them to comment on?
Well, I guess because we're going into the holiday, what is your favorite 4th of July themed movie?
Independence Day.
I know, right?
Ooh.
So, favorite. And maybe if it's not a huge theme in the film, it could be like the movie is at that time, but other stuff happens. That's okay, too. That counts.
There you go.
Wait, does the Patriot count?
Born
the Patriot
on the 4th count, of right? July.
Sure, that's what I'm thinking.
Because the Patriot's dope.
Yeah, sure.
Wild Wild West, everybody.
Well, abroad, yeah.
All right,
that movie's
folks.
Good.
And if you want to stay in touch with us after the show's aired, Anthony, where can they find you?
Hello, everybody. You can find me everywhere at TonyBTony_. It's on your screen right now. And also catch Carrie and I on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Popcorn Talk Network. Will we be talking horror movies?
Ooh.
And yes.
Talking about what you're going to be wearing when you go see The First Purge?
I think I might go watch it.
You have to.
I feel like I'm going to like just destroy myself and watch all the other Purges too. Because why not?
No.
I know. But that's the kind of guy I am.
I like that.
I hate myself.
Neil, how about you?
Oh, thanks, Frank. Everyone, if you want to get a hold of me after the show, you can find me at places where people are found. At the Neil Plumley. That's TheNeilPlumley. I'm on Twitter.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra M. T-Z.
Nailed it.
Drink it.
Thank you, guys.
If you got it.
I don't know. But yeah, feel free to follow me there. I do stuff. Okay.
That's cool stuff.
Thank you.
My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And make sure to follow me there and as well as ABTV Anime because this weekend I'm going Thursday because they have a day zero on Wednesday, but... Going is Anime Expo, and I'll be covering all kinds of fun stuff from there.
Urks.
Yeah.
Urks.
Nailed it.
Well, sign language.
Nailed it.
That was great, guys.
Folks, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and make sure you get ready for my big purchase reaction video when I join the AMC A-list.
Yes!
Woo! Must miss programming! all right, folks, we'll see you back here next Sunday night. We all agreed, so we're going to do it again. We'll see you back here next Sunday night, right here on Popcorn Talk.
Bye, see love you.
Bye.
Go see movies!
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.